You're listening to a program of warmth, color, and light on Into the Light. I'm Catherine Michelle. Libby Larson, who was born in 1950 in Delaware, grew up in the Midwest. She studied at the University of Minnesota with Dominique Argento, Eric Stokes, and Paul Fettler, receiving her doctorate in 1978. Together with composer Stephen Paulus, she founded the Minnesota Composers Forum. Determined to find a meaningful role for the American composer outside the mainstream of academia, they shaped a flourishing organization that ultimately, after their guidance, was transformed into the American Composers Forum, with 10 centers across the United States. In 1983, she was appointed one of the Minnesota Orchestra's two composers in residence, a position she held for the next 4 years, and also became a mother during that time. She has written in many genres, including 8 operas, 5 symphonies, numerous concertos and chamber works, and a diverse collection of song cycles. She has just been holder of the Papa Marcou Chair at the John W. Klug Center of the Library of Congress. Now, as promised, we come to the color part of this program. Libby Larson's Symphony No. 3, Lyric, begins with a movement called Deep Purple. The program notes say this refers to the thick harmonies that decorate the leaping motive of the strings, and that harmonically the movement sounds like Gershwin, queerly tainted by Berg. The first movement segues directly to the movement called Quiet. Most of this movement is occupied with the gradual alteration of the opening chord. The final movement is entitled Since Armstrong. After a quiet beginning of dark harmonies, there's a nice conversation between piano and English horn before it all erupts into ragtime and swing and jazz, all very American. Let's hear it now with the London Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Joel Revson.